Elsewhere, 15 organizations in Bahrain have signed a document to oppose Manama's plan to normalize ties with Israel. The document also denounces Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to visit Bahrain. It describes Israel as an aggressor and an occupier of Arab territories and calls on Bahrainis to voice their support for the Palestinian people. Last week, a spokesperson for the Israeli Prime Minister's office said Netanyahu will visit Bahrain and after Oman. Co-president of the Palestinian Jewish Unity, Mr. Bruce Katz, joins us now from Montreal. Mr. Katz, welcome to the program. Let's talk about the direction that the regime in Manama is taking. It seems to be opposite of what the public wants at this point.
Well, I think that's what's so significant about it, because essentially the reaction from these organizations is a reflection of Bahraini civil society. That is basically the Bahraini street, which views Netanyahu, and rightfully so, as an aggressor, which is certainly what he is, an occupier of Palestinian territory, therefore of Arab territory. The second thing that strikes me as being significant is the cleavage that appears to indicate between the Bahraini government and Bahraini public, which somehow stands as a warning to that government that should it proceed with normalizing relations with Israel, there may be a political price that it has to pay vis-a-vis its own population. For Netanyahu, this is a continuation of his attempt to normalize relations not only with the Arab countries of the region, but he's been attempting to sow ties as well with African countries, and I think that is part and parcel of his attempt to try to force the Palestinian issue into the background. I mean, Netanyahu is on very shaky grounds politically. His coalition is hanging by a thread. He will almost most certainly have to go to early elections. And I think that all of this is also part of a mantra that he's trying to present to the Israeli public. I think it's also an attempt to try to isolate the Palestinians within the region. Certainly, this willingness to want to normalize with Israel among the Arab countries, who have traditionally at least voiced opinion, even if they've done nothing in the corridors of power, but they have at least voiced their support publicly for the Palestinian cause. And I think normalization with Israel is seen by their own public, by the Arab street, as being a betrayal of the Palestinians, and support for a nation that they see as being an aggressor in the region.
All right, thank you very much, sir. Co-president of the Palestinian and Jewish Unity, Mr. Bruce Katz, joining us from Montreal.